One. Okay. Well, that's a. Okay. You want to start there? Or, you know, because I mean, actually.
I was just looking at this dude on Instagram.
Whoa!
No.
Whoa! Yo, 13 seconds! 13 seconds and you bowing! God damn! All right, take two.
Oh,
I'm dead.
Oh, I'm dead.
We got him.
He was holding this girl.
Okay, all right.
Against the car, man.
All right.
And it was like I was like, damn, I need to get laid. Damn, you took it to the other side.
What you mean?
Let me finish the statement.
I'm listening.
I know, but you took. In the first place.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just, Jeff, that's potting.
You paused.
That's potting, yeah, that's all, yeah. No, I mean, you were gay the first 14 seconds. You're like, I need to get laid. What? Oh, I saw this dude.
Yo, it's just perfect.
Hey, you're trying to get the pot. Hey, we can hit that demographic. I've been looking at some analytics. Perfect. We can hit that demographic.
It was just the perfect sequence of, like, saying some. Anyways. Damn, dude did the splits.
You were saying something. You was, you got it? Are you done with it?
What was I saying?
Nothing. So we're back. It's just fault that we didn't pod last week. Don't worry about it. We're back now. And we've been given extendo, so that's okay. We gave him something to hold him over for the week.
I was sick.
Jeff, you didn't have to say that. But all right, fine. It's just fault. Did I say it was your fault? Before I just did?
No.
All right, well, it's just fault that we didn't pod last week. Doesn't matter. We're back now.
But, hold on.
Okay.
But Mike made it seem like, oh, you know, Sunday, I can't do it now. Too late notice. It's a Sunday.
Oh, I told you why.
Going the why.
I told you why. But that was literally the last Sunday that a reason applied.
What was it again?
What are you talking?
That's insane. You know what?
Yeah, I'm dedicated to shit I like. I'm dedicated to shit I like.
You just broke out. You just broke out the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
My being sick actually.
No, because we cut his hand out on Tuesday.
No, it equals out so good.
Okay, that's
because
fine.
Because you had anything you could have said right there, and you went.
Yeah, I told the truth. I should have potted, but I told the truth.
Yeah, I had to watch Winnington.
I did. I had to. It was a series finale, Jeff.
What time did it end? What time? Wait.
It was extendo. It started at 9. It finished at like 10:45. You hit me at like 5.
Yeah, because I had already hit my goal for the day. Sunday, I told you, it was busy.
Jeff.
You get lucky, you can get some good, big.
Well, regardless, you know what I would love to do? But, I mean, you said you're scared to be on camera.
I'm not scared to be on camera.
Oh, you said you don't want to be.
I just don't know how I'll be. I guess I'll be the same.
Here. We'll just, here.
Oh, no, I already know how I look.
No, we'll just, here.
I don't
know. No, it's always on me. It's on you now.
Oh, no.
It's on you now.
I feel.
The video never comes out anyway.
I feel too vulnerable.
I
just want to be like that guy in the background. People are here talking. They're like, damn, is that dude on there? Is Jeff on? You know how they get the mask on podcast out of that?
So you're like Alex, but like he's now on the camera now.
Yeah, there's like
not that guy. This Alex from Flagrant too.
This one pod, they don't have Tom Segura. I guess the producer's going. I guess he's leaving or quitting. But he's always in the background, like every 20 seconds, laughing hysterical. And he's become part of the show. So now he's not going to be on there. And you're like,
oh, yeah, that changes.
Damn, that's kind of suck.
That's like with Joe Budden. But we don't have to talk about Joe. Joe's hilarious. I just wish you were. Doesn't matter.
He's just too egotistic to me. And it comes off like very.
Jeff, if you're doing a pod with somebody that's egotistical.
Not like him, dude. Like, there's people that have.
You have no idea.
Hold on. There's people that have egos, and it drives them. But and then,
keep on.
And you know, but some people have egos, and they know how to like not wear it as a personality. He wears his like on a steroid level, where it's like,
well, you have to believe it before it's true. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, like, people that have an ego, like most of the times, you would think or hope that it's earned, but if it's not, you just have to fake it until it is. Because that's what a lot of this shit is. A lot of people just winging everything. Ain't nothing real.
Oh,
but
yeah.
At the same time, things new.
They're on that writing strike.
Yeah?
I was listening to that today on a podcast. And they were like, Bobby Lee and Theo Vaughn. They were talking about how, like, in a way, a lot of these guys are trying to, like, get a show going again and notice they're like, oh, fuck it, we'll write our own shit. And they broke it down. So, like, that's kind of like you're almost just doing the podcast in a way, podcast show. And it was like, we do that now. And that's what Bobby Lee and Theo were saying.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we've been doing it.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
we need to start.
He goes, think about it. Everything we do is like just winging it, improvising, improv. We don't even like.
It appears that it's. I'm sure it's a lot of that. If we could just do like 20% of like just planning, if you just like just give me 20%. I don't need you to be 50-50.
I don't even know what to talk about whenever I get here because I forget half the shit that I even went through today.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'll have things.
I forget.
And like, I already know how I want to set it up, and like, we could just pod. But like, you just gotta let me run point. Just be a shooter. Stop trying to run point.
Damn, I feel like Evan Turner right now on that podcast with Jalen Reddick.
Which one? Oh, what? I didn't see it.
6'7" point guard. And now?
Nice little.
What are you? Do you need me to pass the ball, coach? That's what he's talking about. I was like, damn, Evan Turner. He's podding.
What'd you think about him? Because like when he came out, like we were like, kind of thought he was going to be all him. He
broke down.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
He broke it down. Like he got into the league. And just over a slow little period of time, he got weeded out to just be this guy, to be a role player. And they literally would, you know, design plays, he said, just so that he can, like, set a screen. Not, you know, eventually he just becomes that guy. And you don't get to do what you want to do. And it's like you're so deeply now, they were talking about confidence goes down. And then you're just kind of like, it's kind of the space, I think, Ben Simmons is in.
And I was going to say Alonzo Ball. When he was at the Lakers. Now he's there. But when he was at the Lakers.
Right. And like.
And D'Angelo to a degree now.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, these guys, like, eventually, yeah, they're confident. The confidence gets just. Dude, this is why, like. This is why some people, just in life in general, with confidence, this is why they succeed.
Kanye.
Yeah, well, no, he's got talent.
He thought he was the same person he is today, 30 years, 20 years.
Right, but he was not just, you know, confident. He had the talent and all that shit he did with music to back it up. Whereas, like, some people, dude, in life, just think about social media, like, people that are just, like, not really doing anything on their page, but they're getting tons of followers, tons of people asking to promote ads, and it's mainly...
You're talking about women.
There's some cringy pages out there. You follow cringe page?
No, I don't. You send me stuff sometimes from Reddit. I don't.
It's literally sometimes you have to. It's almost like it's special. It's some are not. They're just this like. It's those kids that you were in high school and you look at them and go.
Wait, which ones?
What's wrong with it?
But we're not talking about like the ones that actually. Hey, okay, never mind.
No.
We're talking about, like, they weren't the portables, but they were still hell.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Kind of like, damn, fucked up kid, man.
I didn't know if you were talking about, like, the, you know.
No.
Because, like, no
I said no five times.
I didn't know, but the thing is, I didn't know those people existed. At my school, because I was in private school, I didn't know those people existed. Damn. So then I came to
Pflugerville. Folks.
No, I haven't told you this before.
No.
I came to Pflugerville my very first day of school. I go to lunch. I had a lunch. I walk in. They're already in there early. I'm like, this can't be. Am I supposed to, is this, am I in the right place? I didn't know.
I cannot believe.
I'm a bad guy. I mean, but now I know. So like now, you know, I was just ignorant to what I didn't know. Anyways, since we kind of talked about NBA or basketball, I guess we'll get this out the way. What do you think about Dwight Howard working out with the Warriors? The Lakers have been killing it all offseason. Finally, the Warriors are doing something, but dude, it's not great.
Dwight Howard, honestly, I don't know, man. Like when he was playing, he obviously wasn't living up to any expectations. So,
he wasn't the defensive player of the year that he was.
Right, but I don't think he was really. Was he doing much?
He's doing enough. I mean, he was another body that they were able to put on Jokic in 2020.
Right. I think the league just gets tired of it. It's a business. It's like a machine. And he just, I guess they had enough. They were like, huh?
It's just his
We're not marketing Dwight Howard anymore.
Well, not about marketing. It's just
They thought there's probably better players.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing.
Upcoming player. They're like, yeah, we'll start building with this guy.
Because, like, even if, like, you're just as good as this guy, but this guy's 22.
Right. So go with this guy. Exactly. So, like, it's not even about, yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever. If you can get on a team, great for him, man. That's where it's at.
Well, you don't think he would help the Warriors?
I know.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm just not. Not really.
Oh, shit.
He's
a missing piece. What the?
No.
Dwight Howard. Let's go.
Y'all are two running.
Dwight Howard and Chris Paul?
No, he's out of it. Right. Y'all are two running gun. Chris Paul
is. We can't be running gun with Chris Paul. The Suns got better. The Suns got better when Chris Paul got hurt in the playoffs. The Suns got better. No, like that. That's literally fact that happened in the series.
CP3 hate is real. I'm sorry.
I do hate him, but like this is also true.
Chris Paul needs. Hey, I'll be honest though. Does it say here? Chris Paul will never win shit.
What the fuck are you doing? Are we trading him?
No.
What the fuck are you doing? Warriors win a championship. So I don't know how that's possible. We must be trading him. We must be trading him.
But he cursed y'all. I'm sorry to say it.
Well, I know.
He cursed y'all.
I know.
Steph Curry don't realize.
So then Steph wins and breaks the curse?
No, there's no
curse. He's the greatest of all time.
Chris Paul is already in the books.
Jeff.
In the, didn't, the, one of the Hall of Famers that didn't make win a ring, like Melo.
Steph's going to get him a ring just like he did.
No,
KD.
His name's already engraved.
No, it's not. No, it's not over.
Take it
out.
Warriors are not winning.
Destroy it. Dynamite. Blow it up.
It's over.
Blow off the statue. We don't need it. It's not engraved.
Understand. It's over, son.
Championship. We're bad.
No, I think sadly, as much as I don't want him to get another one, I think Bron's going to get another chip. The Lakes.
You know, what the fuck's going on here? I'm somewhere in ass. What the fuck's going on here?
Yo! What the fuck are we doing?
Come on, man. No. No, it's not happening. No. Right, is he getting traded?
Huh?
Is he getting traded?
That'd be great.
And he'll still win the championship?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
so only if it's on the Lakers. Okay, I guess I'll get that.
I mean, he got traded or last night, went to another team somehow, like hypothetically next year, and the Lakers win again.
Warriors?
Wait, LeBron's or the Warriors?
Hey, I'd rather have LeBron than Chris Paul.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's kind of like.
I hate Chris Paul.
Right, but now you're just bullshitting.
You're right.
Because you would immediately.
You're right. I'd be mad.
It's fine.
What are you talking about? You'd be mad. You're back on the Lakers.
I mean, yeah.
LeBron's off the Lakers. Then when LeBron leaves the Lakers and you don't go back.
I'll be mad. But not if he goes to the Warriors with Steph and them still, I'll be conflicted.
No.
I'll be conflicted.
You're not a real Lakers fan, though. You should. You're home. You're back home.
All right, fine. I'm back home. But like, all my DraftKings lineups would be Steph, Clay, LeBron, Draymond, Kevin, with Chris Paul, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis needs to go. I've not liked what I've seen.
I just imagine if LeBron's gone.
Just hype him up.
What do you think about LeBron getting all the credit already for USA winning gold in the Olympics next year? Because now, like, oh, I'm getting the guys back together. Like,
okay. Well, he would only get credit because if he decides to do it.
He's doing it. He's already started
the narrative. So all the other stars that we should have had in the FIBA World Cup just to fucking play.
Who's to say they weren't going to come regardless? Now LeBron's going to get the credit for them coming.
True, if they put it that way, yeah, for sure.
It's going to happen, but it is what it is. LeBron saw how much credit Kobe got for the documentaries. He's like, damn, I need that. The Redeem Team, did you ever see it? Redeem Team on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you looked at me like you were like, what am I talking about?
Fuck.
You looked at me like, you know what I'm saying?
Kobe was the fucking star.
You want to talk about hand jobs or dirty?
I'm not a fan of a hand job. No one knows your hand better than you.
But I don't think any man is a fan of hand jobs.
Right. We're almost like, hey, is this going to go to the next step? Because stop.
No, okay, you're right. But, I mean, we're older now, so I would hope the answer's still no. But, I mean, we're still men. If you were like, I don't know, like at a concert or at the movie theater or, you know, just out somewhere and she just starts, you know, tugging on your shit. You gonna tell her to stop or you gonna, I mean, fuck you.
No, right. Because you know why?
I mean, but that's easy to say now when it's not happening. When the hand's on there, you're like, hey, fuck it.
No, it's a 20, it's like, for me, it's like, that's a 20, like my early 20s type thing that I would think I would do. Now I'm like 31, like, let's just fucking watch the movie, bitch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just watch the movie.
My bitches never want to watch the movie.
Why do I always start a fucking, you just want to watch a movie?
I'm just saying.
I
I'm just saying, let's watch the movie. Let's just watch the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Why do I always
do? You can do all that when it happens.
You fought it. You fought it for real. No, you fought it for real. Why, like, no, bitch, I like this movie. Like, again, like, I want to see this movie. And, like,
again, you know, it's like antics, yeah, the early 20, a 20-year-old, dude, you're like, you know, you're like, oh, let's just do it.
No.
I don't give a fuck anymore.
That makes sense. That's really I still believe. I mean, it's just it's. I mean, it's kind of like head, but it's not because obviously head's way.
And then it's not that
head's so
it's
way
like,
better.
It's almost like okay, this is kind of pointless because nothing's gonna happen.
It's true, but it's still like I don't know. We're men. I mean, I think in the moment, I think the answer is different. But I agree. That's some young shit. But the reason why I brought that up was because did you hear about Lauren Boebert?
No, what happened?
Lauren Boebert, she's a, I believe, congresswoman from Colorado.
Okay.
She was in D.C., I believe. She was at some event, and, like, you know, she's all dressed up in her gown and everything, out with her date and everything. She recently got divorced. And they caught her on camera giving him a handjob in the middle of the fucking play, or movie or whatever. And now it's, like, a big deal. Like, people are, like, saying, like, oh, she shouldn't be running and shit like
that. Well, because these political people, man, they be trying to act like they're all perfect and... They're just all about laws and rules and, you know, they try to act super...
But she's 36 and the dude was in his, like, 40s. And, like, I mean...
You know what's good for them, dog? Let's not pretend...
This is what I'm talking about, Jeff. This is why, you know, we just need a little bit of, you know, we just need a little bit of buy-in.
Let's
just need a little bit of buy-in.
Let's not pretend that people don't do what people do.
Okay, I mean, that is...
Fun!
That is what I was... What the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, yo... What the fuck are we doing?
Oh, we gotta wear hats. We gotta start wearing hats. Yeah, just to start the pod. The pod doesn't start until the hats
are off. That video, I mean, I've sent it to 5 different people now.
It's all hidden.
I mean,
Alan started it.
Just the way he pauses, tosses the hat, yo. And Joe Budden is sitting there like Joe, no, Joe's not even looking around. He's just sitting there like a statue. And he's like, not even reacting.
Because
I could tell just in the video, Budden was just like letting him do whatever he wanted to do.
He was like, there's a reason for
let that. Let him get his shit out, dog.
Yes,
let him get his shit out.
He was trying to mimic Joe in a way,
right? So, yo, man, that is he still on the show?
Queen's Flip, yeah.
I might tune in just for him, dog.
He's funny, man.
I might tune in just for
him. He's funny.
I mean, that video is. I sent it to my mom. She sent me a text to pick up, like, creamers. And I'm like,
what are we doing here?
I know, I sent it to
her. Did you have some creamers? She just looks at that. So is that a yes?
What are we doing here? She put a question mark.
You send her the other one when she sends a question mark. What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm asking.
All right. Let's get on. What do you think emotional intelligence means? Or what does emotional intelligence mean to you? Bitches say it all the time, but what's it mean?
You know what? I don't really have a good answer for that one.
I do, but it's not good at all.
Like, you just know, like, I don't know, you can base things on sometimes just emotions and realize it might be just an emotional decision.
Would you say restraint is emotional intelligence?
Restraint to what?
Restraint, like, I mean, just holding like, frame. We're being restrained, like, you're emotionally, like, you feel a way, you, like,
holding out or something, of talking? Restraining, what? Like, what?
Restraining from giving in to the emotions that you're feeling in that moment.
Oh, no, I give in. I give in.
Okay,
I thug it out.
I'll give you an example. Kevin Porter Jr. has low emotional intelligence.
Because he hit a woman.
Yeah, but...
And a girl that y'all think is fine.
That's not the point, but yes, that's also true.
But that helps, because what if she wasn't?
Oh, then beat her ass. You don't fuck with her.
Yo. That's what are we doing?
No, don't kill her. Killing people's bad.
What the
fuck? Don't do that.
What are we even talking about?
No, okay. I would think that...
You said it, not me.
It's the Obama gift. All right, fine. Yeah, you know, we'll just move off that.
I saw him today with LeBron Duncan in the USA Olympics, and then it showed Obama. But the funniest part was Joe Biden. After he dunked it, Joe Biden, yeah, kind of, and still, kind of.
I used to follow Joe. He was funny back in the day. He was cool.
Dude, in this video, after LeBron dunked it, they put the camera on Obama, and they were sitting courtside, and they just first showed Biden. And Biden's slow motion, it's in slow-mo, and he's just slowly looking back to see, look at Obama's face, and Obama's just smirking. But Joe Biden was just like, man, did you see that? You're like, yeah, that's Joe Biden for sure. He was
like, it's to be cool, man. Like, I'm feeling.
He became, literally, man, he's
dementia will fuck you up, man.
Well, he's fucking up a lot of other shit, too. Politics.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. That's what I meant. Dementia will fuck you up.
I mean, this dude's going haywire.
I think it's still going. You heard about what his son's doing? Holy.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to those crack pins. I'm going to get one tomorrow.
Dude, I'm still on that one. The Jeffrey.
Okay, at some point, it's got to be just fumes. It's got to be just battery.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I haven't hit him in, like, weeks. But, like,
I'm still getting pretty, you know. Toasty.
Hey, I might get another one.
I'm sorry, eating those. You ever have the Kodiak waffles?
No. The only waffles I ever get, if I get
you waffles. You know what I'm saying? It says Kodiak. It's in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. So it's like a bear on it.
Yeah. I got those. It's like you get like, it's the big, like, Belgian waffles. Thick, fluffy waffles.
Okay.
They're protein packed. Tastes a little different than some Eggos. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, Eggos is fire.
Yes.
Eggos is fire.
But these were protein packed. Had two of them. Filled me up. Put a little butter and syrup.
Do you remember when Eggo had the stuffed waffles?
No.
Like it was like a.
I never had those. But Eggo got the Belgian waffles too. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no,
not just the regular.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those are better than me.
I mean, I don't get them because I mean Jeff. I'm black. Home style. Okay, now we get a ritual, but I get home style.
You should try the Belgian ones.
Jeff, if I want real, like, if I want a good quality waffle, I'm going to Waffle House. I'm going to be there every I'm worth there.
Like, dude, I'm worth there. 2 minutes away
from worth there.
It's going to be brand new to
me. Just paying for food. I just want grand, All-American. I forgot what it's called.
Dude, that Waffle House, actually, because of the location.
Oh, it's going to be all hidden.
Right. It's actually not going to be probably crazy, like... Most Waffle Houses.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's in Round Rock by the toll by the Quick Trip, dude.
You're right. But it won't be crazy most of the time. But weekend Waffle House is 24/7.
Weekend night.
Exactly.
It's going to be hell.
And like.
It's going to be the spot. All the young people are going to go there.
When the blacks find out.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be there overnight because they're going to be like, oh, they're going to be thinking the same thing you're saying right now.
Tons of stories about Waffle House.
They're all true.
I've heard people got stabbed.
Yeah.
I heard there's kidnappings there.
I don't go to Waffle House past 11.
Yeah, I heard it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's very.
Yeah.
Anywhere, all of them. All of them. It doesn't matter where you are, unless it's in Boulder.
I've only been to 6th Street twice in my whole life at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Like at a club, because you've been there for like Lyft or whatever.
No, of course, right? You weren't but I'm talking about just walking around, grabbing a drink. Yeah, I went twice, ever, and I went in one club, and I was looking around. And I was like, "This is it."
Yeah, no, it is crazy. Like when it's cool, but like y'all make it sound like it's like in Times Square, Vegas.
No, this was my final analysis after the second time. I went, okay, if you're a dude.
What you about to say applies to anywhere. Keep on.
I guess, yeah, but like, I'm talking like for, yeah, I guess depending on where you go. If you're just going to movies, no.
Keep on.
But like, if you go down to, unless you're going to not fuck around and you're going to pursue and actually try to, you know.
Yeah, you have a 10% chance at best.
Right. There's no girls that are just going to come up to you, dog, just because you're standing there or doing nothing. And the people I went, I'll say no names, went with, that's pretty much what they did. And I just did whatever they were doing. And it was like, by the time we left, I was like, this was the dumbest shit I've ever done. Because I wasn't going to do that at the moment. I wasn't trying to. And I was like, this was dumb as shit.
Well, if you're...
Why did I go down here?
If you're a man going out, that's the only reason.
Right.
So... No, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying, where you're coming from.
Right. It was just like, damn, either go be about it or just fucking stay home. Smoke some weed and go to sleep.
Watch the game.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Do something, do something productive.
Oh, don't say something productive after I said play the game or watch the game.
Productive? What are you talking about? You can get stuff done on the side.
While playing a game?
Yeah.
What do you get done while playing? Okay, sure.
Watching a game. Okay. Damn.
I don't know. I was dead ass. I was intrigued by your multitasking ability.
I have.
If you were actually like getting stuff accomplished while playing Call of Duty, I would assume.
I have. Oh, you can? You know how? You play Search and Destroy. And then whenever you die each round, we wait for the next round, you're doing shit.
Okay.
Boom. Got him.
Yeah. Got him. Okay. Let me finish the question. And if you don't understand it, tell me to rephrase it. Childhood star. Like, so when we were younger, but somebody that was on TV. What that about? You found fire. That is no longer dead.
Alive?
I would certainly hope so. But.
Oh, they have to be alive?
I mean, they don't have to, but I would think. Who on TV, we're roughly the same age, like we're the same class. Who on TV that you, when you were younger, was like, damn, she fine as fuck. Or you were just attracted to her or whatever. Maybe she wasn't fine, but for whatever reason, you were just attracted to her. Damn, still in the fire. But she ain't fall off, though. She ain't fall off.
Right, to me?
I mean, well, not physically.
Making fun of her?
Physically, she hasn't fallen.
Because she has that thing that was made her a little, like, chubby in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she's hot as shit to me now.
You saw that picture she posted the other day?
She's even hotter to me. She got hotter to me.
I mean, I don't know.
No, she did.
Well,
in my opinion, the way...
She got hotter because when she was on TV, she was a girl. Now she's a woman. So, like, yeah, she got hotter. Naturally. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, there is a bit of a stigma with the fact that she's, like, 30 and she still has to do that. You would think that, you know, she might have...
that new movie, Leonardo.
What is it? Tell the people, plug it. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should watch this movie. You're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I just saw the trailer the other day.
It's called Niggas in Paris.
Of the Flower Moon. It's got like fucking crazy good actors that are like intense. It's the whole Leonardo
movie. Name two more.
What?
That were in that movie.
Robert De Niro.
Okay. One more. I did see him. I don't know. You said like five, so I mean, I'm just asking for three. It's not important. Don't worry about it.
I gave you two.
You did. I asked for three. But it doesn't matter.
I don't believe.
She didn't fall off, though. She's still bad. You can't think of anybody that fell off?
Fell off?
Like she was bad, or we thought she was bad, but now she's like, eh, I mean, she's not as bad as she was, better yet. Which, like, that's a fall off, in my opinion. Well, you think, I'll just say mine. Keke Palmer. She's still physically all right, but...
Yeah, she fell off.
It's now I know more about her, so yeah, no.
Ooh.
No. She's still physically all heaven. I got on Instagram, and I just scrolled. I'm like, oh, shit, who's that? Oh, fuck Keke. Kept scrolling.
I hope Keke sees you from that.
I used to love her. It's over now.
Didn't she do Proud Family?
I don't think so.
Was she the voice?
Maybe on the new one, like the one that came back like 2 years ago, but not like the OG one back in the day. She won.
Damn, how good was the OG Proud Fan?
I mean, to be honest with you, overrated. What the fuck are we doing here? Nah, it wasn't overrated. I was just saying that.
Proud Family. Great show.
All right, well, now I'm doubling down. Yeah, I was overrated.
That's bullshit.
No, I mean, it was cool, but it was also, like, the black cartoon. So, like, obviously, like, did you like Static Shock?
I loved it.
I bet you did. I love it, too.
It's that they only show, they only, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just took it off, and you were like, where's that show? Like, I couldn't find it. They would only come on sometimes. You're like, why is this not on the daily? Come on with, like, Teen Titans, all this other bullshit.
I thought it did on Cartoon Network. I thought it did
eventually. But I didn't see it very often. I would always be surprised when it came on.
Well, Static Shock was fire, but yeah, no.
Hey, remember that Disney movie Brink where they rollerbladed?
Yeah. I never watched it, but I do remember it. That was when I saw them rollerblade and I was like, that's not me. I watched damn near every other. What's your favorite Disney? That's your favorite Disney?
That was me. No, I literally rollerbladed.
Was that your.
Until like middle school. I was jumping off ramps and shit. I was Brink. I wanted to be brief.
You got it so right sometimes. It's Pepsi. This guy, I know. I guess I do.
Yes, I do. Yeah, why I was. First of all, it's not roller, but it's inline skating.
Okay.
You know, I'd go to the round rock. Hey, you know, every weekend, I would go to the roller rink and round rock. And I would race people.
You loved Walk Rocket Power. That was your shit.
That's my favorite.
That was your shit.
Favorite Nickelodeon show. Along with, honestly, I don't. If you were a Nickelodeon fan, how do you not think SpongeBob was a goat?
I don't, because I wasn't able to watch it when I was younger. Well, that was literally the one thing my mom said, you can't watch that.
Yeah, some people thought some families did think SpongeBob was evil. And like,
no, I'll tell you exactly. You probably won't remember, but I remember I was like six, seven, or no, five, 6.
Looking back now, I'm like, that was an amazing cartoon. I didn't get to watch it.
I've seen it before, I've seen it before, but I guess I wasn't. No, it wasn't enough to imprint on me. It didn't imprint on me.
Okay, well, Rocket Power was all him.
But you rollerblading or inline skating. That's hilarious. I had something I was going to say about that, but I forgot. Childhood stars, fuck that. I guess we can go back to sports real quick. I would love for this to be a more sports podcast, but, like, you don't watch the sports that I watch. But when basketball season comes, oh, we're podding.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
But for right now, like,
hey,
I just love what's going on in college and the NFL, but, like, I know you're aware of it because you listen to, like, First Take and everything, but, like, I wish we watched it.
Hook 'em horns, baby. Hook 'em. Fucking horns. I just listened to Pat McAfee for the first time on First Take.
Yeah, he fire.
And
I fuck with Pat.
I can't lie, he's fire. And he came with some heat when he first gave his first statement or first take on what they talked about. But then, like, the way Shannon and Stephen A., they kept it just the same.
What, talking about the Cowboys?
Yeah,
talking about the Cowboys. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And I just went, that's the same thing this year. It's different. I mean, okay.
It's early. It's early about it.
I agree.
It does feel like something special.
Every year. Y'all say the same thing.
I know.
They go, I feel like it's different this year. And we go, okay. That's why Stephen A. is like.
It does, though.
Cool.
They're 2-0, and most of those two wins are mostly because of the defense.
We're 2-0 as well.
A lot of teams are 2-0, but I think 9 are 2-0.
Right.
So, like,
we're about to go 3-0.
Okay.
And then we're in the
field. Who y'all play this week, Jeff?
No matter, Eagle Nation.
We fucking got it.
I check.
What are you talking about?
Thursday, Friday. I check in.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah. All right. Who we got this weekend?
Did you see this? I'm sure you heard about it, but did you see the hit?
Yeah, I saw. Did he die? It's not funny if he died.
So no, he didn't. I wouldn't be laughing if he died. You're right. I would not be laughing if he died. No, but I won't lie to you. I had the same thought. If you would have, because I mean, it was earlier this year when DeMar Hamlin happened. So, and I was watching the game live. If he would have died or had a similar reaction that DeMar Hamlin had, is he not having charges pressed on him? Yeah, that's a play. If you haven't seen it before,
it didn't look that hard of a hit right there, right? It looked like he got him in the right spot, and because he was coming at him, but it didn't look like whenever they connected, like he was like, it didn't look as vicious as maybe as I thought when I first saw it. It looked bad, but it didn't. Maybe the first time I saw it, I thought it looked horrible. Well, I mean, he's gonna survive, and he'll be back.
Yeah, he is. Who the fuck is Thompson? Anyway,
I don't think they'll charge him for that.
No, he's not. I know. I'm saying if he would have died,
I don't think so. Because that
it was completely un. Okay,
that's fine, but his
charges may not have been pressed. But if charges were filed, he would have jury. 12 people on a jury would say he killed him. 12 people on a jury, like public opinion, is that was an absolutely dirty, unnecessary play.
But it's all about it's. But when it comes to murdering people and why you go to jail,
it's intent. It'd be manslaughter if we're talking about the charges.
Well, no, I mean, yes, but I'm saying at the end of the day, they decide based on why you did it.
Yeah, if there's no intent, but somebody still dies, it's manslaughter.
Right, but it still will come down to what was the reasons, and they have college football and, like, tons of other things within football.
But they'll look at the play. But
that's fine, Mike, but at the end of the day,
I think 12 jurors would look at that and be like, that was unnecessary.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think he would go to jail for it. I don't think they'll put him in jail.
If somebody dies on national television, the most watched event on ESPN.
Because he didn't intend.
If someone dies on that, he's going to jail.
But he didn't intend to kill him.
That's what manslaughter is.
No, manslaughter
is if somebody dies without, like, intent or probable cause. Murder is if you have intent.
When they go to probable cause, that is literally what they go off of more. They go off of that after. Once we know someone dies, Mike, okay.
When somebody dies, it's
we're past that
bare part. Minimum is manslaughter.
We're past that part now. So then they go to the how they're going to convict you and convict you of.
Yeah, like, the charges are manslaughter. How would they convict you? The conviction is 12 jurors would see that play.
He's not going to go to jail for that.
Well, no, he didn't die. So yeah, he's not.
Even if he died. Mike, there's a wit.
If he would have died, Jeff, it's 2023. I agree. If this was 2009, you're right.
You know, no, just unfortunate. He has behind him on that.
NCAA.
No, he's got.
They don't want that.
You underestimate the power of Black Twitter, Jeff. You underestimate the power of Black Twitter. You
underestimate multi-billionaires who are white guys.
Multi-billionaires.
Who just want the money train to keep rolling, and they, God forbid, they have some guy being their. Dude, that would ruin the sport if they used it as, like, no way, man.
Okay, well, regardless, I do want to talk about the play in a different sense. We're both former athletes to different degrees, but you hoop all the time or used to hoop all the time. What's the dirtiest play that you ever saw, like, on the court? Like, you were there. Like, either you did it, you were involved with it, or you just saw it. Literally, really.
Never.
Never once.
No, but I did play the nut game at the rifle coat line by the miss. And there was this one guy, David.
The football rep?
Yeah. Okay. I swear to God. Blue was like, oh, go get him right now. He's shooting by himself over there. And let me tell you, dude, this guy was like
19. How old were you?
I was like 14, 15.
Was this like 8th grade?
Oh, yeah, no, I was like 15. First and this kid was like 17. And I went over there and I hit him just fucking hard in the nutsack. You heard a pop. Let me tell you, when he went down immediately, Blue and everyone else on the benches were laughing.
Was he blood?
No, white guy. I popped this motherfucker so good. Let me tell you, dude, he got up after about 20 minutes laying there by himself.
Oh, my God.
I thought I killed him.
Okay.
He got up crying. He's 3 years older than me. He's crying blue. Out of nowhere, like, David, you crying? And I go, I look at the camera, I go, I hit him hard.
Look at the camera.
Got him. I was like, I hit him. And then Cameron's like, damn. He's like, oh, damn, David crying. And then he just walked out slowly, just like.
Y'all are crazy. Like, that is insane.
And you know, he's just in the locker room sometimes.
What?
Blue, me, like 2-3 other guys, and like 2 guys from JV would play. They'd come over to the varsity locker room, and like one person would stand in the corner, and you have to put your hands behind your back. And the other dude's on the other side of the locker, and you have to throw the ball. ball.
Basketball?
Yeah, at the Fest Tank. And someone got me one time. I think I cried.
What the fuck are we doing here?
What type of shit?
We're bored.
What the fuck? Hey, who's nuts? Who's got nuts of steel? We gonna find out.
That's what me, Lou, and Zoe like really smooth weed.
Hey, yeah, it was a different time. Right. We didn't know any better.
Well, I just didn't think. Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, I knew it existed, but at the same time, I didn't.
Like I said, I was 2-0 just like hooping and playing like Call of Duty.
But, okay.
I knew it existed. I just didn't know what it was, how, where to go. I didn't go to parties or nothing. So it was like, that was out. I would never come. So I was never even hanging around people. And then I just go to Fluoro Red. Hoop.
But that's crazy, though. As much as you hoop, you never were a part of anything dirty.
No.
That's crazy.
I didn't even fuck till after high school. Isn't that crazy? Went all through 12th grade, didn't fuck.
Really?
Never.
With what's her name?
Never once, dude. I promise you. Wasn't until I worked at Austin's Barber Pizza.
Well, that's,
Okay. Start getting a little cheddar. And then next thing you know...
Notice how even at that level, you gotta have cheddar.
I was begging for cheddar. At like 17, 18 years old, I started realizing like... Oh man, like, I need a car.
I need this.
Oh, my car sucks.
It must be nice to be them and not need anything, just be born.
Not just that, like, I started realizing, like, my parents just kind of stopped giving me money. Not that they were ever giving me money.
But if I ever needed something,
they would maybe help me out a little bit.
Well, that stopped a long time ago. Remember, you asked your dad for money for weed, and he was just like, here's 20, figure it out.
Dude, that stopped when I was like 18 or 19. That was like when I first started smoking. And so like, I didn't really have a lot of them, but I started smoking weed too. Which is like...
It's a great combo.
Great combination, great combo. Man. My God.
Hey, fast to the top. I just met up with our boy today.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, hey, tell him to pick up some shrooms for us, but I
actually talked to him about it. He didn't have one on him.
Oh, okay.
I told him I'll probably hit him tomorrow, but I also told him I'm probably going to bitch out and not hit you.
Oh, no, hey, if you go, no, just do it, dude. I'm not kidding you, dude, for like a week, you might be like.
Oh, my God, I'm Dexter. It's just lab.
Yeah, every day for a week, you might just be like reminiscing on that 5-hour trip. You're going to be like, that shit was crazy. It's something you've never experienced, man.
I'm still concerned. I have concerns. But, okay, back to dirty.
You in the dynasty of the Spurs, chirping in here in this living room.
Oh, I'll be a service. I'll be sitting here and I'm just like, Tim Duncan is a goat!
What's wrong?
Yeah, you'll look up and just see me live. Tim Duncan is the greatest player of all time.
You're gonna be like hyper alert. Like, you would actually be speaking fine.
I don't want my brain to be alert.
No, it's not alert. That. It's just gonna be like, you're gonna be like, I can't believe. It's like your brain really works on like this other...
Jeff,
mechanism.
I'm telling you, I want to do them. I will do them. I am serious when I say on Super Bowl Sunday.
No, that's too far away. He has them right now on him, and he might run out by the weekend. You need to get them when you can. Remember, I went 6 months. Right, this is do or die. You either get them or you don't. And when you get them, the peer pressure lives on because then they're in your house.
How long do they last?
I don't know, but you don't want to wait too long. So you probably should do them the night you get them. Pop them in some peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Eat the sandwich while you're watching from SportsCenter. Next thing you know, you forget that you ate the sandwich. Next thing you know, it's 40
minutes. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to forget.
No, because this is where all the anxiety comes from a lot of people when they trip. It is the act of knowing they just took something that's going to make them trip really hard, and then it's this buildup. But when you just eat a sandwich, and then you just kind of watch something on TV, sometimes you do forget if you just go get busy for doing something for like 40 minutes. Next thing you know, you're doing some laundry, and then you're just like, yo, oh, yeah. And next thing you know, you're tripping, and you're like, let's finish this laundry. And then you get to your, you know, and get to your room, turn on something on YouTube.
Bang, bro. Oh, what?
I mean, if you want to watch Bang, bro, just go ahead. I think the first time tripping, like, watching that, it's going to be...
Oh, I'm going to call Jeff. I'm in here. We...
Oh,
it was like VR, but real life.
Yeah, for real.
All right. But
it's
no.
It's really going to make you just think about shit you've never even thought about on any level.
That's what I'm afraid of.
No, like, even just like Mike, you're not going to think about all... It might not be like deep things, issues, or with things about you and your life. It might just be you're thinking of the NBA at the moment, tripping hard, and you might think about something about the NBA
that you never thought about.
What?
Your birthday is the 20th?
18th.
Okay.
May 18th, son.
Damn,
Jeff Butler was born into this world called
1974. We got him.
No, 1992. Damn, that's crazy. You ever think about that? Yeah, you ever think about that? How you can be like, damn, I was born in the... Hold on, not 20. 19. We were born in the 19.
We've gotten to the point when you say 19, people will be like, damn.
Right.
It's crazy.
Like,
people were born after 9/11 still blows my mind.
Oh, yeah. They're like 23, 24-year-olds. 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And yeah, it's crazy. But no.
I don't ever feel different. I always feel like I'm still immature. I still think the stupid shit.
No, that's what I was saying earlier. Nobody ever changes. We're always winging it.
But I'm saying, like, you see people get older and you realize, like, oh, yeah. Like,
you just get older physically.
Like Rogan said, like, right. Like, we're all. Rogan said the best way he looks at it is, like, people are just, like, he looks at a human being or maybe somebody he didn't like and he looks at him like, that was a baby at one time. Hey, look, that's how he makes it, like, seem better.
Hitler was a baby.
Right.
Hitler was a nice little innocent baby.
At one time,
exactly. Right. All he wanted to do was draw and be an art.
But someone...
Is Josh Hitler? Oh, shit. But we got him.
Hey, Nick Chubb's out for the season. Yeah, Saquon Barkley, out for the season.
Why he had a durag on the sideline? What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, man. It's part of the script.
You right. Speaking of scripts, can we get back to mine that I'm holding right here?
Oh, you got a script?
Reason why I brought up the whole dirty place.
Little white book.
Little white book. Yeah. So anyway, the reason why I brought that up is you just saw the player. You saw the player earlier with Travis Hunter and that whole thing. I am of the belief, and in basketball it is different, but if you physically assault the number one player on my team, that's supposed to end up in a bench-clearing brawl. The fact that it didn't raises questions for me as if, one, does Colorado fuck with Travis, like the team? Do they fuck with him? One, that's a question. Because, again, if that's your best play, if they fucking clothesline Deion, I'm expecting people to jump off the bench.
I just told you, though, when I looked at it again now for the second and third time, it didn't look as bad, and maybe they also didn't think that he was... Also, like, even when the guy, what was his name? Burner?
Hunter Blackburn. This play looks much better because it's in context of the game. He actually stopped the, like, that even though it's way worse,
that
is, like, he's not doing anything that's not, he's overly playing the play, but that's the play.
Right, he was.
That guy, the play was over and he did that.
Well, he kind of had like a split moment before he caught it, and he knew he was already there. So he waited for him to kind of like come down, and then he
put him down. But he is a Division I college football
player. But I'm telling you, Mike, I'm telling you, maybe the guy Byrne also, maybe deep, like seriously, like maybe he also didn't think that he was going to like do what he did exactly. Maybe he meant to like definitely he wanted to send a message, but then maybe the way his arm and hit his butt. That's what I'm saying.
This is like if you were taking a jump shot, this is like closing up that airspace. Like I keep my foot in your landing space. That's what that is. That's a dirty play. What I just showed you on Twitter, that wasn't a dirty play.
No, it's a little
but it was much worse.
It could be a little different than that in some aspects, like I said, because there are different sports. So like maybe I'm saying Byrne, maybe he wanted to do something like that, but maybe he didn't think he was going to do something
I don't think his intentions were to lacerate his liver, but he obviously had bad intentions.
That's what I'm saying. But that's fine, though, because that means he was, you know, I think in some dirty plays, it's like, yeah, okay,
I bet whatever. It's akin to manslaughter. Like, I didn't mean to kill them, but they died.
But he didn't do that, so you can't, so stop going into that area.
It's like at the Patriots game this past weekend.
But you're going into hypotheticals to make the narrative
This is a real thing. This is a real thing.
No, he didn't die.
No, I'm talking about it's an exact analogy to what we're talking about. The Patriots and Dolphins game, a guy died at the stadium. Or like he got into an altercation, whatever. The guy that he got into an altercation with is now being charged with murder because he died.
Right, but I'm just speaking of like, because he didn't die, I'm just saying that maybe Byrne also didn't think he was going to do something that gruesome as far as a clothesline in the way he did. Maybe he didn't even mean the clothesline. Like,
sometimes the outcome is more important than the intent. If you die, well, okay, he didn't die. But
I'm saying maybe that goes to the point of why the other teams there was no brawl. Because maybe people looked at it and didn't think.
No, I think there was no brawl because they're pussy.
Maybe, dude.
Either they're pussy or they don't fuck with Travis. It's one of those two. It has to be.
Maybe they also didn't want to get benched or they wanted to fucking.
Well, that would make sense, but Deion literally told them during camp, if one of us fight, we all fight. So you pretty much have set the tone. You do not fuck with our brotherhood, our clan. You don't fuck with that. They fucked with that in the utmost way. If that was their third, fourth, fifth, sixth best player,
in the moment, know what people are thinking in the moment. They might have also been shocked, not know what to do. Maybe it is Colorado. Yeah,
that happens in basketball all the time. If somebody hits the ring on the bench, it's going to be cleared.
Hold on. How much of Colorado's roster is literally only there, or the half of them are there because they were already going to there, or they already committed? Or did Deion just like wipe out the whole team and they're all
It's
there?
Pretty much a brand new team. It's pretty much a brand new team.
All freshmen?
No, they're not all freshmen. Like, he got a bunch of guys from transfers and stuff.
Okay, so yeah, you got to remember, man, like, Some players might, I don't know, man.
Damn, you trying to fuck Loza?
I would.
Oh, we fine.
Hey, NCAA is big, man. Big league. And you got to remember, a lot of these guys, they do want to go to the NFL. And so, like, some people are just like,
a guy's not going to lose his chance to the NFL because he got in
a fight. No, but a lot of people aren't. I'm telling you, Mike, when I visually saw it, maybe that's what they saw, too. What I'm thinking, maybe they were like,
most people saw that as a dirty
play.
Most people saw that as a dirty play.
Okay, maybe that's all they thought. They thought it was dirty, but some people are just like,
well, that's enough to have a bench clearing brawl. A dirty play on your best player is always bench clearing brawl.
Mike, there's all types of different players in sports, and some are like, yeah,
I just think either they don't fuck with them, or
they're gonna be like, fuck you.
One
or some, if you want to call them that, they just would rather not partake because they don't feel like it's part of the game, even though it is their teammate. They're like, I don't want to partake in trying to beat somebody up right now. Even though that is fucked up.
They
hope he's okay, but they don't want to go beat. Mike, some people don't want to fight somebody, dude, with fucking football equipment.
No, you're right. Most don't. But if you do that to your best player or your core, if somebody did that shit to Jalen Hurts, it's a brawl.
Yeah, but they're getting paid millions.
So are these guys. It's NIL. These guys are getting paid too.
NFL.
To be honest with you, Travis Hunter is getting NFL money.
Like everybody on the roster for NFL.
Which is a reason why there's a target on him. But I'm saying Travis Hunter is making more money than some guys that are playing on Sunday, right now, today in college. Like, no, this is
shout out. Shout out to NIL deal. About time.
No, they actually ruined the game, but that's a whole other conversation for another day.
I heard, but hey, could you imagine? Like, we already know Reggie Bush he was taking someone. Hey, shout out Reggie Bush.
Go.
I mean, listen, Texas beat them.
No, they didn't.
And
never happened. Reggie was ineligible.
Hey, I can say, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I was looking at Reggie Bush highlights.
He's the GOAT.
God damn, dude.
How can I be a USC fan when I'm from Texas? No, like, Reggie Bush, that's how.
No, you can't even you don't even have to be a USC fan. If you turn that shit on, you go, if I want to watch,
The time.
If I wanted to show my kid, like,
the greatest running back of all time,
running back,
it's going to be Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Even though that it should be Adrian Peterson, I'm going to say Reggie Bush.
They're right up there. It's kind of crazy. But no, I think Reggie Bush. But I know Reggie Bush.
No, exactly. We both prefer Reggie Bush, but it's not
even the same. Dude was so quick. And the way he would just get, he would make people fall.
Reggie was 10 years ahead of his time. If Reggie was born today, he'd be a black Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
He'd be the greatest running back in the league if he was 10 years younger.
But he all put it, he low key. Yeah, man. He was, he. Yeah, the timing that he went to the NFL.
Because at that time, they wanted like a Derrick Henry or Adrian Peterson.
I mean, I think if he, maybe if he was on a different team, wasn't he with the Saints?
The Saints were the best team for him to be on. He ended up with a couple of teams, but the Saints was the best team.
Especially with Drew Brees.
Exactly.
You know, he going to get
Yeah. They're going to dump it off, then I hand it off to him. He was able to
do kickoff. What do you think about Bijan Robinson?
Bijan is very similar to Rich Bush.
Man.
He's very similar.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, he looked kind of nice in that Falcons uniform. I'm like, all right.
He does.
Yeah, I'm like, I kind of become a Falcons fan just for that.
I just thought about it.
I can't, Eagles.
I'm mad.
Birds.
He wears 7.
Does he?
Yes.
Hey, represent, dog.
You can't wear 7 for Atlanta. That's Vic's number. Retire that shit.
Yes.
I'm mad. Fuck that guy. I hate him. I hate him.
Disrespect.
I hate him. Well, I hate him now.
Hey, could you imagine if LeBron this year? Guys, I'm going to 24. The disrespect. What if he was like, hold on. Guys, I'm wearing number 8.
In honor of Kobe, I want to wear number 8. Honestly, I'm calculating
what in my head. What if he's like, guys, no, I get those 8 hours of sleep. Look, like didn't even honor Kobe.
Yeah, on some shit. Yeah, no.
That would be the biggest.
Genie would never allow that, but I'm just gonna allow the possibility of that happening. I'm calculating in my head if
Genie's become like just a servant.
I think I'm willing to give up my freedom for that. I think I'd be willing to give up my freedom if LeBron wanted to do that. I think.
That's crazy.
What? Your freedom?
Yeah.
Move to North Korea. What's the home?
No, because that'd be different. Like, I'm saying I'd rather earn not having my freedom.
You know, in North Korea, if your house is burning and you don't save the portrait that's in everyone's house of Kim Jong-un,
mm-hmm.
If you don't save it before the house burns, you go to jail.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I love that.
So if your house is burning, you're like, God damn.
Get the picture.
Hold on. Imagine you make
it out. Fuck the kids. Get the picture.
Imagine you make it out. You're coughing. Oh, man. Neighbors like, are you okay? I almost died. Then they go, did you get the portrait? No.
We got him.
And it's just flames. They're like, you got to go back in and get it. But I'll die. Sorry.
You want to die or you want to go to jail for life?
You go to jail for life.
No, but like, that's fucked up. But I also fuck with that. We need that level of patriotism.
I know.
Like, we do. No, like we fell off. We need that level of patriotism.
That you're based on where you're born in the hierarchy of like the people there.
Yeah.
You.
That's where you are for life. Yeah.
That's where you live for life. Like they give you.
So if you're in the lower class, fuck it. It is.
Yeah.
What it
they tell you where to live.
Yeah.
Where to go. The people in the capital, they said, are the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what Yomi Park.
Yeah.
She posted a picture today. God damn. Oh,
Kim Jong-un's daughter that was seen with him at a press conference.
Yeah, no, she not Yomi. Yomi got that heavy.
But I'm saying she looked normal. Like
she looked normal. Right,
he hooking her up normal style.
Yeah.
And he's making everyone else.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do when you're a dictator.
Damn, that's crazy.
Being a dictator's fire.
He's really running that Hitler type shit. But in not really killing it.
As long as you don't kill innocent people, it can be done.
I don't know. Maybe he is. You don't know.
As long as you don't, people don't know that you're killing innocent people.
Hey, Trump was the first guy to walk across. You get my handshake.
That's why he's a goat.
You see, when I watched them walk across the line, Trump kept stopping. There you go.
No, this commercial.
What about it?
I mean, you just got Deion Sanders doing a KFC commercial.
I mean, I think they're just looking at that paycheck.
Oh, no, that's what they're looking at. But KFC right. Just like, hey, no, but it's beneficial, but like, we got him.
But Deion Sanders is known for being in commercials.
No, I know. I just,
So, That's kind of a fit. He's done tons of shit.
I got
enough. Back in the day, he was always doing shit.
What do you think about this?
What extra flavor
makes? Oh yeah, you showed me that today.
I sent you. Yeah,
that I'm not gonna lie, that was out of pocket.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they fine.
And like, oh, it makes the receivers work harder.
And what was Kirk Cousins doing?
What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
Why would you accept?
Hey, if I'm the
what are you doing?
Wide receiver.
If I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm like, yo, dog. Well,
Colin Kirk.
If I get 20 targets a game, hey, like, dog, I'm out.
What is this with the flavor?
He was like,
you know, just.
Well, no, he was like, well, I mean, don't you like KFC? You know, what's a, and I thought you liked it. That's why I did the ad.
Quietly just respond. Like that?
You like that? No, Kirk, I didn't like that.
You like that? That's like.
Go on, Kirk. He's all
there. Damn.
But yeah, no, yeah, yeah. But you were saying something.
Where we
but
at?
I derailed that. Oh,
we right in an hour. Are you trying to go 2 hours?
No, I'm not. We don't have to. I just have like two more things. I have two more things.
I gotta hit these Z's, dog.
Okay, I got two more things. And then if you got something we can keep going, or we can just end it. I think we should talk about the NFL, even though you only care about one thing. Eagles. That's fine. I care about a couple of things, but we don't need to talk about all of them.
2-0.
All right, Eagles are 2-0. Anything else you want to say about that? This is your Eagles segment. Anything you want to say about the Eagles right now?
Undefeated. Super Bowl coming soon. Okay. I think it's going to be the Eagles versus the Dolphins.
I think you did say that from the beginning, so okay. Eagles versus Dolphins. Cool. I guess I'll just talk about the Chiefs right now. The Chiefs did play. Oh,
Luke, we don't care about the Chiefs.
What the fuck are you doing?
I mean, they're trash.
They're the reigning Super Bowl champs, Jeff.
Right.
They're the champs.
New season, buddy.
That's what reigning means.
New season, buddy.
Reigning means something.
New, not really.
Yeah, it does. That's the whole point of
winning. You know how much that means to me? The saying that you and me think about finals MVP? Nothing. Absolutely garbage. It's just something
so out there. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, it only matters on that day. After that day, we can just be like, anyways.
We're back in the lab, baby.
So just on Super Bowl Sunday, you can be a go off after that.
That's it.
Okay, all right.
Back to back.
I'm going to do that. I hope the Eagles win, though.
Yeah,
I hope the Eagles win, though.
Sounds great.
Even if it's not the Chiefs, I hope the Eagles win.
When's Jay's new album drop?
What do you mean back to back? They have to win first.
I know.
The Chiefs can go back to back.
I already predicted it.
The Chiefs can go back to back.
But they're not going to, because Kelsey's already going to injure his shit again.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing.
Jalen Hurts? Nick Chubb.
What about it?
Oh, nothing.
Nick Chubb's out.
All right.
Sorry.
Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts is a beast. He don't get hurt. We get stem cells.
Anything can happen any given Sunday.
He's a monster.
It'd be a shame.
Anyways.
No, you brought up Drake. That's funny, because I literally had that
written down. New album comes down this Friday? This Friday? Is it this Friday? Damn, you're excited.
No.
You're about to have a lit weekend.
It was supposed to be this Friday.
It's not now?
No.
Yeah, he's just bullshitting.
He pushed it back.
Yeah, he's bullshitting for no reason now.
He pushed it back. But since we're talking about Drake.
Not only that, I told you that new song.
Yeah, the new song, yeah.
Yeah, horrible.
So what is it exactly that you want to hear from Drake?
I didn't like the vibe. You know what killed it?
I think it was all him.
I think it was
except for SZA.
I think it was too slow. I wasn't looking for like a Take Care vibe.
Jeff, these things really get carried away.
I don't
care. That's the part of the year.
Right, rap it.
That was rap.
Don't sing it. No, we know what he sounds like when he's rapping. He's singing that shit like he's singing some love song to some.
Okay, no, he's singing it for a reason. You gotta sing so the bitches can hear it. He was telling us it was for the bitches.
Right.
He's telling the bitches, you bitches get carried away.
Right. Jeff, I want that. That's what I want. I don't want this singing shit.
He wasn't rapping. He wasn't rapping, but the things he was saying
was fine. Is that, are you swearing SZA? I've always said SZA. I've never said SZA.
What?
I'm
sorry.
You should stop. All I did was spell the name.
Oh my god.
And that's been another episode of the podcast.
All I did was spell the name. What's wrong with it? It's me asking how to say it by spelling it.
The blacks say SZA.
Right, it's retarded. I say
SZA. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I can understand why you would, but that's the blacks say SZA.
And if I was going to spell my name SZA, it's going to be S-I-Z-Z-A.
Jeff, she's black. That's how we spell things.
I thought blacks would spell it like that, too.
Jeff.
SZA.
Blacks so retarded.
Oh, shit. We got him.
Well, damn, I didn't bring my other fucking Dr. Pepper in here. That's what I did.
Well, just about done, but you don't like the Drake song because he wasn't rapping.
And it was too slow, and I felt like there wasn't enough verses. That's what I also felt like.
So the song was 5 minutes.
Right, a bunch of 5 minutes of bullshit. Shout out Trident Vibes. But, yeah, I'm hoping to hear something better than that on the album, because there should be
more. I'm hoping to hear 8 more songs just like that.
Oh, 8? I need at least 12.
No, Jeff, no, I'm being serious right now. Being serious. 9 is the perfect number for an album.
No, it's 9.
No,
little.
No.
It leaves no room for like fuck that we've already.
You only
there better be 9 that are at least good, right?
And that's the point. If it's only 9, they're all fire.
No, it's not. It's not true.
Jeff, the greatest albums of all time have 9 songs.
People fly.
The greatest albums of all time are 9 songs.
Doesn't mean that every album that comes out with 9 songs.
No, it does not mean that. Okay. But what I'm saying is, the greatest albums of all time somehow found a way to get to the consistent number of 9. The greatest. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
More. I thought that new song was fire.
Shout out Mary Miller. Shout out Logic.
Speak.
Hey, you don't like Logic? Have you ever listened to Logic before?
I don't have a problem.
I'm going to put you on with some certs.
I listened to his album like a year or two ago, like with the orange cover, when he was like wearing like a spaceship mask or something.
Or he's floating?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That might.
I listened to the album.
Low-key, that was probably.
I don't hate him.
That was probably his best album. Oh, that was the album he put out before he said, quote-unquote, before he retired. Yeah, that was fire. That album was fire. He brought back a lot. That, yeah, it was fire. Fire. That was the album that Joe Budden told him to retire and said, good, get out of here.
We got him.
And I couldn't believe it, too, because that when I listened to Logic and I listened to rap, that's what made me kind of... That is the moment I kind of started questioning Joe Budden. I was like, I listen to all types of rap. I listen to a lot of Logic through 5 years now. So out of nowhere, when he said that about that album, I was like, what? I was like, that's when I also realized, like, oh, there's definitely something going on way farther that has nothing to do with rap and Logic. He obviously knows he can rap his ass off. He's talking. There's something else about Logic that he hates. It's definitely not the rap. That's when I realized that moment. Because I was like, there's no way. It's like listening to Lil Wayne and Eminem, multiple songs, just hits, and going, they suck. Yeah. You're like, okay.
I mean, I don't know if he has.
Some guy doesn't like Lil Wayne because he's from New Orleans or something.
No, but I mean, I don't know if he had that many hits. But
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I will say this in regards to the Joe Budden podcast. Alan used to listen to the Joe Budden podcast all the time, and I used to always just make fun of him, like, dude, why the fuck you listen to, like, fuck Joe Budden. Like, you listen to this fake-ass fucking, pump it up. Like, you listen to this dude's podcast.
He got you.
No, I was,
okay, well,
for 3.5 hours, I'm like, what are you doing?
Even I knew Joe Budden was not just a pump it up guy. I knew he has sense. If you listen to rap.
Name 2 other Joe Budden songs.
I don't know. I know. It's
other than Pump It Up. Name name one.
No, he's got.
Sure. Name one.
Certain person knows a couple.
Beep.
No, there's there's songs that if you look, there's a cipher that he did with Eminem back when like 2013. That's when I found out about Joe Budden. I was like, damn, who is that? Because it was just a cipher, no music. It was just him spitting.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this fool's nice. And then I listened to some other songs on. This is, again, 2013, 2 years after we graduated. So then I searched Joe Budden on YouTube, and I found songs. I don't know them now, but I did find songs. I was like, oh, shit, Joe Budden can rap. He can actually rap really good.
No, I know. Well,
but,
I mean,
but in his window of time of being just that, a rapper, yes, he didn't, like, have any. He's like, there's a lot of guys, dude, that can, like, perfect example. Hobson. Hobson is, believe it or not, he's not known, like, I guess last 5 years that went by, he kind of broke into the mainstream with some things. Maybe it wasn't about rap, it was other things. But Hobson can out-rap. He's probably just as good, so I think in some way is... No, he's probably a little lower than Eminem. But Hobson can rap like that. But not many people... There's a lot of people that don't know who Hobson is.
I've heard his name before, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Right.
I know that's an artist, but I don't know.
That's same with Joe... So Joe Budden was making music, probably had... Dude, that's that. But you know what, man? That's what rap's always been.
For the most part,
there's tons of guys that we already know right now that can out rap French Montana.
Oh, facts.
Tons of guys that are even like French Montana have made it into the rap scene and making a name. Like, and there's other guys that can definitely out rap them, but it's not just rap. It's how do you market yourself? What do you promote on your Instagram page? What are you rapping about? Are you rapping about, like, the...
Do you have a machine behind you?
Everything, man. So, like, you know...
Well, what I was getting at, though, is...
Post Malone.
I was not...
White hippie rapper.
I was not a fan, obviously, of Joe Budden, the rapper, but I tuned into the podcast around 2020.
And it's controversial.
Not really.
Not really. He just gives his takes on things.
No, but like what I'm saying is like, I don't listen to the podcast that you listen to outside of Rogan.
He does do something though, because a lot of people don't fuck with Joe Budden.
He had Stephen A on.
Right.
That episode was fire.
But Stephen,
you need no. I'm being serious. You need to listen to it.
Stephen A.
You should listen to it. It's fire.
Stephen A is like, let me tell you something. Right.
He said.
Popular podcast, big views. You ask Stephen A, he's like, what's on? Stephen A is in like this moment right now where he's promoting the shit out of himself.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because ESPN's like kind of in the shitter right now, heavily. Like they're doing very bad.
Maybe he also realized that also like he's more than just sports. He's a personality. And people like to hear...
He is, but that's because of what he is, the platform ESPN gave him.
But also, he's doing the pod too now because he also is probably like, you know, where he talks about other stuff.
Yeah.
He's also just a person. So yeah. Stephen A. Smith also likes to get on the air and talk about other shit.
I like seeing him in his podcast whenever I do tune in. Because you're seeing a different version of him.
Right, you're seeing him just loose, hanging out.
When he was on Flagrant 2, he was cussing and shit like 3 minutes in. I was like, oh shit, alright Stevie.
Talking about other shit, you know? But with people like him, yeah, you don't ever get to see other, because that's what they do, is sports shows.
But no, but what I was saying, I went into it not being a fan of Joe Budden at all. If you listen to him,
you're 7 foot over.
I mean,
is she 7 feet?
No,
6'8".
No,
6'6"?
Maybe.
I think 6'5".
Maybe around there.
She's pretty tall
for a woman. Yeah,
they make her. Yeah, she seems so tall because all those other women are like what, 6 feet?
Some.
I think most. I think a lot are what? What's the average height in WNBA?
Probably 5'5". I'd probably say like 5'9". I'd probably say 5'9".
I'd say 5'11".
Oh, no, no. Absolutely not. I'm going to look it up for you, though, but absolutely not. Average height.
Are they all lesbian?
I think a high number, yes.
She lesbian right there?
Isn't they say around 6 feet.
Right there. She?
So my gaydar only kind of works for men, because I think everything
is gay. No, you can look it right there.
But
what she's dressing?
Yeah, I think that she's hyper masculine. I think that she likes the strap. Yeah, I think she likes the strap. Yeah, I know she definitely likes the strap. God damn, look at those teeth. God damn. These bitches don't get paid anything.
But she wrapped in one of those, she had all those chains on.
Yeah, she should do Sanders.
Huh?
Deion Sun. One of the sons.
You just call that woman a man.
I think she's...
What about her? She's hot?
She not bad. I ain't seen enough of her, but she not bad. How much do they pay Dirk to go to that shit?
I know. Because you know damn well he'd rather be doing something
Everything else.
He's like, why?
I'd rather come out of retirement than watch these bitches. Like, okay, my fault.
Yeah, and he's in Dallas? Oh, yeah, that's what you took him out of his house?
So, I do want to say one thing as for closing. I would like for us to get back to a little bit of music. Not right now.
You want to shout out some music, some tunes?
Yeah, you know, if you got some right now, sure. Fun. Yeah, well, sure. But in the future, this is me producing on the podcast. I'm putting my producer hat on. In the future, if I say, hey, Jeff,